Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 17th of August 2025. Today's topic is confused on career choice. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 10 verses 22 through 24. Behold, the noise of the brute is come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Verses 24. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah was a Hebrew prophet, reformer, and author of a biblical book that bears his name. He was closely involved in the political and religious events of a crucial era in the history of Judah. His spiritual leadership helped his fellow countrymen survive disasters that included the capture of Jerusalem by the Babylonians in 586 BC and the exile of many Judeans to Babylon. His prophetic career began when he answered the call of God as a youth. God told him, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God chose a career for him. Are you confused about the future, unsure what career path to take? You are not alone. Many youths have great difficulties settling the all-important question of career choice. But you need not be perplexed. Learn a lesson or two from Jeremiah. Trust the Lord to guide you in your choice and to direct your steps. God has a plan for you. Quote for the day. God chose a career for Jeremiah. The challenge for today is, God has a plan for you. Prayer. O Lord, direct my steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.